From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says it has killed the Islamic State's Jihadi John in a drone strike. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, said officials believe the drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman.
So there is certainly, a significant blow to their prestige of ISIL. But you know, Jihadi John wasn't a major tactical figure or an operational figure.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Mwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in a car in the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. The Kuwaiti-born Mwazi, who has British citizenship, that is, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheadings and other murders of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State, who had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Barzani said he was here to announce the liberation of Sinjar. He spoke on a hill overlooking the city as Kurdish forces raised their flag in the town center below. Kurdish forces say they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar. That suggests the Islamic State fighters might have retreated or possibly are biding their time for new fighting. President Obama said he believes the Islamic State advance in Iraq and Syria has been contained, but the extremist group is not destroyed. This is